Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 188, Faith, Not Sight. For we walk by faith, not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5:7. Let that word settle. We walk, not we wait, not we stand still until the road clears. We walk, now, with what we have, in God's direction. Paul writes this from inside a life that wasn't easy. He knew prison. He knew shipwreck. He knew closed doors and plans that fell apart. And still, maybe because of all that, he says, we walk by faith, not as advice from someone who never suffered, as testimony from someone who moved through darkness and came out the other side. And look at how the sentence is built. Faith comes first, before visibility, before clarity, before confirmation. God doesn't ask us to understand everything before we trust. He asks us to trust before we understand. The step comes before the light. It always has. Now, the not by sight, that's not God telling you your eyes are wrong. It's not a command to pretend the hard thing isn't real. It's a freedom. What you can see today is real, but it is partial. It is temporary. The fog that feels so solid, it has an ending. What God promises is complete and eternal, and no fog reaches that far. Think of Jesus in Gethsemane. The view that night was only darkness. Betrayal coming. The cross coming. The weight of heaven's silence pressing down. And he walked by faith. Not my will, but yours. The Father did not fail. He never has. And that same road, opened by Jesus in the dark, is the road on which we too can walk without getting lost. Biblical faith is not naive optimism. It is not closing your eyes to hard reality. It is anchoring your heart in the one who is greater than any reality you're facing. The thicker the fog, the tighter you hold. Not to the plan, not to the outcome you want to see, but to the faithful character of God. He is faithful. That does not change. And now, one concrete thing for today. Before breakfast, before you open your phone, stop. Name one situation, just one, where you've been waiting to see before you trust. You know which one it is. And tell God out loud, in real words, I choose to walk by faith in this today. Not because you can see the way, but because you know the one who walks it with you. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.